From Southwark News for January the 24th, I looked through flames and saw daylight. Peckham firemen, who entered a room in which the raging blaze began, could see daylight ahead of them, as the wall had collapsed from the heat, the jury heard. Lyndon Simons, who had 21 years of firefighting experience when he was sent to Lackenall House, said the door of flat 65 had burnt off its hinges and flames were pouring out. The top 8 to 10 inches had also burnt away after the fire erupted due to faulty electrical equipment, the jury heard. It broke out on the 9th floor of the 14th storey council building on July the 3rd, 2009, killing 6 people who were advised to stay in their flats. Mr. Simons said that on the warm July day, everybody had their windows open, which may have contributed to the spread of the blaze. The fire spread to lower floors, which the fireman said he had never seen happen before. The prevailing wind was blowing the smoke into the stairwell. I knew that behind the door was this prevailing wind, and it seemed like this would be compromised, he said. In his statement, he added, there was strong daylight in front of us. I could see the front of the building had gone. I looked through the flames and saw daylight. The experienced fireman advised 3 residents to stay indoors, including a pregnant lady and a woman who was with her children, and explained that she suffered from asthma. Another man, who was partially hanging out of the window, was shouting, "Ladder, ladder, ladder," from the 11th floor. He was banging at the window with his hand, and Mr. Simons told the man to go back inside his flat. The inquest into the deaths of Diana Francisquini and her children, Tay and Felipe, Helen Lucoda and her newborn baby, Michelle, and Catherine Hickman in Lambeth Town Hall, also heard from firefighter Charles Fournier, who described the heat as being quite unreal. The fireman, who had 18 months' experience at the time of the incident, also said that he was not briefed as to the layout of Lackenall House when he arrived on the scene.